Good Monday morning and happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. I'm Anna Palmer. And welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the National Retail Federation.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Breaking this morning in Washington, a Red Line train derailed at about 6:40 a.m. WMATA tweeted that it was carrying 60 passengers and derailed outside Farragut North. No injuries were reported. Shuttle buses are running between DuPont and Judiciary Square. For those of you who do not live in D.C., the Red Line is the main artery through Washington. Farragut North is right smack in the middle of D.C., blocks from the White House on the corner of Connecticut Avenue and K Street.
Gallup is out with some good news for Republicans. It found that roughly 6 in 10 Republicans say they are satisfied with the way things are going in the U.S., the party's highest satisfaction level since 2007. And the countdown to a government shutdown is on. Funding runs dry Friday. Here's what to expect. House GOP leadership is at its retreat today and tomorrow. When they get back, they'll hold a closed House Republican conference meeting Tuesday evening to gauge the mood for a stopgap government funding measure that would last until February 16th. Why? There is no immediate deal to put DACA into law, and there is no spending cap deal. Congress needs more time.
But it seems extraordinarily unlikely Democrats will help pass another short-term bill, at least in the House. So Speaker Paul Ryan and House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy will have to find 218 Republicans who want to avoid a shutdown. In the Senate, Republicans are betting that Democrats up for re-election in Trump states will not shut down the government over not getting a DACA deal. Republicans control the entire government, but they'll try to use the Senate floor to hammer Democrats on priorities that are floundering due to the lack of a DACA deal. For example, they might force repeated votes on things like CHIP, the Children's Health Insurance Program. Democrats, meanwhile, believe they're on the right side of this politically. DACA is widely popular, and Republicans control the government. They say the president is mucking around in the DACA negotiations and tripping on himself. Therefore, he'll own a shutdown. Buckle up.
Rachel Bade is reporting on another headache for Paul Ryan. House conservatives want him to bring up a partisan immigration bill that has little chance of passing the Senate. It may not even pass the House. President Trump, who dined with House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy last night, was up tweeting this morning, continuing to push the line that Democrats don't want to make a deal on DACA. He tweeted, "We are ready, willing, and able to make a deal, but they don't want to. They don't want security at the border. They don't want to stop drugs. They want to take money away from our military, which we cannot do. My standard is very simple. America first and make America great again." This comes after Trump took questions last night from the press, where he responded to questions about him being called a racist. Trump said, "No, no, I'm not a racist. I'm the least racist person you have ever interviewed. That I can tell you." And on government shutdown, Trump said, "I don't know if there's going to be a shutdown. There shouldn't be, because if there is, our military gets hurt very badly. We cannot let our military be hurt."
In the Department of Things Are Going Well for Jared Kushner, the New York Times is reporting that Mahmoud Abbas is calling the Oslo Accords dead and said they will not accept the U.S. to be a mediator in the Middle East. Another interesting nugget from the story in the New York Times, Mahmoud Abbas refuses to meet with U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman. The New York Times is also reporting that with the individual mandate gone, Republicans are now targeting the mandate that employers offer coverage to employees. The Washington Post is reporting that Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake is set to compare Trump's attacks on the media to comments by Stalin in a prepared speech. On the world stage, the Times is reporting that the U.S. military is quietly preparing for a last resort war with North Korea. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.